This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
The spiritual aspects of the men and women has been described in a nutshell in Surah Azab, chapter number 33, verse number 35, the ayah that I quoted in the beginning of my talk, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Innal Muslimina wal Muslimati, for Muslim men and women, wal mu'minina wal mu'minati, for believing men and women, wal qanitina wal qanitati, for devout men and women, wa sadiqina wa sadiqati, for true men and women, wa sabirina wa sabirati, for men and women who are patient and constant, وَالْخَوْشِئِينَ وَالْخَوْشِيَاتِ, for men and women, those who humble themselves, وَالْمُتَصَدِّقِينَ وَالْمُتَصَدِّقَاتِ, for men and women who give in charity, وَالصَّائِمِينَ وَالصَّائِمَاتِ, for men and women who fast, وَالْحَافِذِينَ فُرُوجَهُمْ وَالْحَافِذَاتِ, for men and women who guard their chastity and modesty, وَالْذَاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ قَصِيرًا وَالذَاكِرَاتِ, for men and women who engage much in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's praise. A'adallahu lahum maghfirat ajran azima. For them, Allah has prepared forgiveness and ample of reward. Allah says that for Muslim men and women, for believing men and women, for devout men and women, for true men and women, for men and women who are patient as well as constant, for men and women who humble themselves, for men and women who give in charity, for men and women who guard their chastity and modesty, for men and women who engage in Allah's praise, for them Allah has prepared forgiveness and ample of reward. By reading this verse, we come to know that the spiritual duties of men and women in Islam are the same. Both have to submit their will to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Both have to believe. Both have to be devout. Both have to be true. Both have to do sabr, patience and constancy. Both have to pray. Both have to give charity. Both have to fast. Both have to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By these verses of the Quran, we come to know that spiritually, men and women are equal. Just because the Quran says that spiritually, men and women are equal, what would you decide? Are the women's rights in Islam protected or are they subjugated?